The cases can include anyone who is connected to the school building: students, teachers, administrators, superintendents, cafeteria workers, bus drivers, or custodians. Essentially, anyone who would be considered employed by the school district or is a student of that school district. In March, before schools closed across the United States, there were many COVID-19 cases in schools. Then the number of cases appeared to have slowed, but around June, summer sports activities started happening again, such as the athletic conditioning and football practices. Typically, it seemed that school-related activities are the ones that can be impacted, so I have been logging cases from any events that are school-supported: proms, graduations, sports events and practices, athletic conditioning, summer schools, and any teaching and professional development that occurs before students are back at school. It's all public information that's out there. I was shocked to see how widespread the cases were across the United States, so that's when I decided to start sharing the spreadsheet with my fellow Kansas colleagues and my District Board of Education. The response from my Kansas colleagues was shock, and they also wanted others to see it. So I started joining some other states' Facebook groups for teachers and sharing it around, and then it really blew up from there. People have asked me to add the percent positive rates for each state or what measures are being put in place in each state to mitigate the virus, but I just haven't had time. I'm receiving up to 600 articles per day covering different COVID-19 cases at schools across different states.